A flurry of activity inside Trump Tower as the president-elect started to figure out who will run his government.
What was on the agenda today, please?
Transition.
What about the transition? Are you in the works for anything?
Just giving advice.
How about AG?
Just giving advice.
This afternoon, Trump's team announcing VP-elect Mike Pence is taking over the transition from Chris Christie, as campaign sources say Pence has proven to be one of Donald Trump's most steadfast defenders.
I'm mostly grateful to our president-elect.
Raising eyebrows on the team, Trump's children, Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, along with her husband, Jared Kushner.
It suggests to me that there may not be the necessary separation between the business enterprise and the governmental functioning. It's very important that President Trump separate the two because of the entanglements and potential conflicts of interest.
And today, louder whispers surrounding Chief of Staff, the person charged with running the White House and navigating a path between the West Wing and Capitol Hill. Some in Washington cringing at rumors of Steve Bannon, the former head of Breitbart, who made a career of attacking the GOP establishment.
It should be someone who is there not to please the president, even though they serve at the pleasure of the president. They've got to tell the president what he needs to know, not necessarily what he wants to know.
The Trump team, many of whom are new to Washington, have a lot of catching up to do. Democratic officials tell NBC News some seemed overwhelmed as they toured the White House and Capitol Hill, noting many of them have never worked in government before. This next 3 months, a trial by fire. Trump is now getting classified presidential daily briefings, but so far his team has not reached out to the Pentagon or the State Department.